Well, that's pre-season over, Carl, and we've got the first game on Saturday. Are you any nearer getting your first team squad sorted?
Yeah, I think tonight was a good indication of where we're going. I enjoyed the game. I thought it was a good watch. I thought we played well. I thought we were very, very much on top for the majority of the game. Just that goal wouldn't come for us tonight. I thought we went forward with plenty of weight and they had some good possession in the first half, but they weren't really hurting us. Every time we went forward, it looked like we were going to create something. Loads of openings, opportunities, clear-cut chances that we've got to be taking. A little lesson for us that if you don't take your chance, you can come back and haunt you. But I think overall, I said to the lads I wanted to try and see a performance today that took us into Saturday, and I think we absolutely got that. So, you don't want to be getting in the habit of losing football matches, but that was a good performance tonight. And usually with that kind of ratio of chances, you know, you go win that game of football tonight. So one of those, we learn from it. Good performance, steps in the right direction.
Could have had five, couldn't you?
We could have been 5-6 nil.
Kane could have had two. Yeah. Finn Barker could have had three.
Sometimes you throw away. You know what? We could have been 6 up before they scored. You know. That's not even exaggerating tonight. I thought we, in terms of converting our possession to chances, I thought we battered them from pillar to post. We really did. And, the goal didn't come. You know, much credit to their goalkeeper. Also, you know, we need to be more composed. But, you know, a good performance. And, I'm really, really excited for Saturday night.
Paul, what do you think of the young players, especially the centre-half that came on?
They're good. There's some good young talent in the squad. Carl's recruited well, and Phil's come. You know, young Phil has come on as well. Come through the ranks. Sazzy, obviously, we've took him from Wolves 17. Young Jake, who's come on 18. But yeah, Sazzy's very good. He's just, as I say, I think tonight was a lesson learned for him. You know, he's played against a good side, some good players, and it's a learning curve for him. You know, he's made one little mistake. Not tracked his runner, and they've scored and they punched him. And that's like we just said in there to him. Those are just your learnings, then. You know what I mean? That's all it is. But in terms of what we've got with the young boys, there's some good talent there, Robbie. And so you know they will really pad out the squad, and they will play a lot of games, I think, this year, because they're some of them are really ready for it. As I say, young Jake has come on second half as well in the middle of the park. He grew into the game as well. He started dictating the play in the last 15, 20 minutes when he found his feet and he got to the pace of the game. So, all in all, I'm really pleased with where we are. I think Carl's done some great work in such a short period of time to put a really good, strong squad together. So, yeah, like Carl said, though, you've just got to take your chances away, haven't you?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Absolutely.
You know, we've won one game in pre-season. We haven't kept a clean sheet, which is, you know, I thought we looked on for a clean sheet tonight as well. And I know they've had a couple of chances in the end. The one was from a little sort of a poor header back, really, where he tried to lob the keeper. Should have done better, really, on the lob, and the keeper's done well. And then the goal, and then there was one towards the end as well. But other than that, I mean, we could have been, you know, and it's no exaggeration, you know, it could have been 5 or 6 nil up. And as I said, they're a good side, they've got some good players. And so from our point of view, that was a proper workout tonight. You know, that was a really competitive fixture, the type of fixture that you'll get from Saturday onwards.
It hasn't helped with some of your players being missing, has it, to get the fluency in your pre-season?
No, it's been a tough pre-season, Rob, because obviously coming into post, obviously, a few weeks before we were due back into train, you know, essentially before speaking to Dylan and Nathan and the other lads, you know, the club had no players. So, you know, it was a complete rebuild. And, you know, as I kind of said in my notes and the pre-game notes for the weekend, you know, it's been a case of a lot of players reneging on deals and agreements elsewhere to come back to the club, which is fantastic on one hand. But we haven't had massive numbers, really, at any point. So when you've got lads who are teachers and things like that, they've got to take the holidays where they have to take them, and you get a little bit of that. It's been a hard pre-season, and not been what we've been used to in terms of quantity of games, quantity of sessions, but we've kind of rolled with the punches with it, understanding the circumstances, and we think we've landed on a good group. You know, the enthusiasm's good. As I say, good performance that today, and it is disappointing not to keep clean sheets, etc. But then you've also got a factor. By the end of that game, you've got young Phil at right back who's 16. You've got Asazi at centre half who's 17. You've got Jake Meakin in centre midfield who's 17. You've got Sebo in who's 16. You know, so you know, had we have not made any changes in that senior back four, you know, Jacob Sturges, the locker, that with the best will in the world, we hold them out. You know, so sometimes you want to keep a clean sheet, you want to win a game, but then you make the changes and that conflicts with it as well. But that's the only way we can look at players and develop players. And, you know, Asazi has had some great learning tonight. That will help him improve. Unfortunately, it's cost us a goal for him to have that lesson. Mm. You know, something that we've talked about and debriefed now. I think we make him a better footballer off the back of that.
I'm sure.
And but unfortunately, you know, we've had to suffer a little bit for it. But I'm really, really, you know, confident that we've got a good group. We're a little bit short of prep, but certainly excited for Saturday.
Yeah, before I let you go, how's Danny Mundy?
We're not sure at the moment. It looks like an impact and a bit of an ankle strain. So if I was a betting man at the moment, I'd probably say Saturday with a doubt. But we'll have to wait and see. Obviously, you know, we haven't got Jamie, so that's obviously a blow we need to deal with. So we might just have to have a little think about whether we look to recruit short term, or whether we you know, look within the group and just make some changes to probably what we were thinking.
How long is Jamie away from?
Well, Jamie's available Tuesday, but then he's away again for a few weeks with other commitments. So we knew last year when we signed Jamie we wouldn't really have him until September, and you know, be the same again this year. So.
Yep, that's it then. On to Saturday, and good luck.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to see you again, my friend.